6CX Prutco. Talk Radio.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. City officials say a shooter was apprehended after opening fire in an industrial park in Aurora, Illinois. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports a city spokesman says four police officers were wounded in the shooting.
Live TV reports show dozens of first responder vehicles outside a building housing the Henry Pratt Company. Several ATF teams responded to the shooting and were at the scene, according to the agency's Chicago spokeswoman, and the FBI said it also responded.
President Trump has declared a national emergency to get more border wall funding.
In a Rose Garden announcement, the president said an emergency declaration is justified because there's an invasion at the southern border.
It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs.
The president predicted that his action will face legal challenges, but he remains confident.
I think that we will be very successful in court.
Using executive authority, the president plans to shift billions of dollars from federal military construction and counter-drug efforts to the border wall. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The ACLU has announced it will file a lawsuit challenging the national emergency. The Supreme Court will decide whether the 2020 census can include a question about citizenship that could affect the allocation of seats in the House of Representatives and the distribution of billions of dollars in federal money.
The justices have agreed to a quick review of a lower court ruling that has so far blocked the Trump administration from adding the citizenship question to the census for the first time since 1950. Both the administration and opponents of the question agreed the court should settle the matter quickly because the census forms need to be printed soon. Arguments will take place in late April. A decision should come by late June. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 444 points. The NASDAQ rose 45. The S&P advanced 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're within 15 years of retirement, this message is for you. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios to start generating sustained retirement income. And you don't already have to be rich to utilize our time-proven strategies. Only about $150,000 in assets is a great place to start. Call now for a free, no-obligation retirement income kit to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he holds out hope of meeting with President Donald Trump, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is not moved by Maduro's interest in talks.
The fact that he has publicly said he wants to talk with the United States is not new, but I think it demonstrates his increasing understanding that the Venezuelan people are rejecting him and his model of governance.
And he accused Maduro of plunging his country into a humanitarian crisis.
As soon as this weekend, we'll continue to deliver massive humanitarian assistance. We hope that Mr. Maduro will allow that into his country.
So far, Maduro and his generals have not allowed humanitarian aid into the beleaguered country. America has recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the rightful leader of Venezuela. Maduro, however, predicted that he would survive an unprecedented global campaign to force his resignation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Hey, hey, hey. It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
What you got to say?
Join Bill Hay every Saturday night at 6. Bill will be taking your calls on Jacksonville's only weekend political talk show. Call Bill at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Your opinion counts, so call in and talk to Bill. I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay, only on 600 WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You're seeing some big delays because of an accident on Phillips Highway southbound at Southside Boulevard. Two left lanes blocked because of it. Also an accident on I-95 northbound at the San Marco Boulevard exit. Another crash on Butler Boulevard heading east beyond the East Beltway, slowing traffic down. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 53. We'll start the weekend Saturday with more clouds, high 77.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. What a great Friday afternoon. It is the last word. Today, the last word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay. And as the teaser said, I'm usually here on Saturday nights from 6 to 9 with a show called I'm Speaking Plainly. And during the week, we've got this breaking, trend-setting, one-of-a-kind hour-long show, Monday through Friday. Monday, you get me. Thursday, Friday, you get me. In the middle, kind of like an Oreo, you get Tuesday, the last word in insurance with Dan Dan, the insurance man. And on Wednesday, the last word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. But during that entire time, you get AJ over here in Master Control.
You mean it's the last word? No matter what day, the weekday, right?
No matter what, the
Between
weekday.
Between 5 and 6, right. It's the last word.
It's the last word in, for me, in politics that you have to think about on your drive home. You're going to go home today, especially Friday. I'm so happy to come to you guys on Friday.
Yeah, finally.
Because everybody is just going to go home. They're going to kick their shoes off. I had a great thing planned tonight. I was going to leave the studio, go join a really good friend of mine and his wife and his kids, and we were going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we were going to have food. And moments ago, I got a call saying that he was late leaving New Smyrna, and he's going to be listening to me in the truck. And he's not going to make dinner, and his wife's still in Panama City. And so I got no Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. And so my weekend has already started off bad. Thanks, Matt. As he's driving home from 95.
You could still have those Buffalo Wild Wings.
I could, but, you know, it's kind of creepy to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and sit there and eat by yourself.
Why? Was there somebody looking at you?
Well,
You feel a little conscious?
I feel a little subconscious, creepy old guy going into Wild Wings, a lot of really attractive women there. You know, it's kind of like the Hooters of Buffalo Wild Wings, Buffalo Wings, you know.
And right, right.
So, anyway.
I guess they just have regular wings at Hooters.
Yes, they do.
But they go for the buffalo.
Exactly, go for the buffalo.
That's hearty.
Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And I know Tow Truck Mike is out there listening. Hey, I want to go back to yesterday's show and thank all of you that sent me messages and emails relative to yesterday's show, and the fact that you appreciate that we don't choose sides here. WBOB doesn't choose sides. We tend to lean towards the conservative side of politics, and I, in particular, try to go right down the middle. And more importantly, I try to stay even keel on Saturday nights. I don't care whether you have an R or D or an NPA or G or an I after your name. What I do care about is that you vote, and what I do care about is that when you make that vote, you're educated about it. You just don't get in line like sheeple and step up to the booth and ask the guy behind you, hey, how are you going to vote? And then you just, you know, you copy off his work like you used to do in high school. I don't like that. I don't want that to continue in our polling places. I guess we're stuck with this form of government. We're stuck with this form of electoral process, and I like that. I wish we did have a nationwide voter ID. I wouldn't mind carrying it. We all, we carry driver's licenses, or most of us have birth certificates. We should be able to come up with a reasonable form of identification that would identify us as an American citizen who is licensed to vote in this country. It's just one more piece of paper to have to carry, and it shouldn't be a big deal. If voting is important to you, then having a voter ID seems like would be the next step in order to clean up the process. Harkens back to the Obama election in one of the precincts in Chicago, where 109% of the registered voters for that precinct voted for Obama. Not 60% voted for Obama and 40% voted for someone else. It was 109% voted for Obama. And that doesn't happen, no matter what. I mean, you can be the golden boy and the best guy out there. And you know what?
You could be the only guy on a ballot, and some guy who's stoned off his gourd is going to come up and write in a candidate, Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, and that's going to automatically take it out of the 100 percentile right off the bat. You'd be 99.99995%, and Mickey Mouse would have gotten two votes. So the idea that Barack Obama got 109% is just unfathomable, and it proves that there is voter fraud in our country. It proves that anybody and everybody that can walk and talk can go up and cast a ballot, even if it's nothing more than a provisional ballot that's going to be counted later. So we need to get a handle on that. That's just one of the topics I had for today. Hi out there to Tow Truck Mike, who's out working and slaving and promising that he's going to keep me from popping a vein. Today, I was planning on coming in and having a reasonably quiet, calm Friday afternoon. And then I get a call this morning from someone who's a regular listener on my Saturday night show and said, hey, you ought to go down to A. Philip Randolph if you can get down there quick and look at the cars that are lined up to get free food. Now, the reason that she called me is because for the children's Christmas party of Jacksonville, I've made a regular trip down for at least the last 8 or 9 years that I know of, and at least 7 of them that I've been on this radio show. And I look at the cars and the style of cars that are in the parking lot. And it really disappoints me that the level of automobile that parks for a free toy for their children, and sometimes I've even run into people that I know how much they make, that are down there, in my words, scamming free toys. And so this listener called me today and asked me to go down and check out the free food giveaway. And you know what? I bit hook, line, and sinker, knowing what the outcome was going to be, knowing what it was going to do to my day, I went anyway. So I went over the Matthews Bridge, went down to A. Philip Randolph, and there the line started. Yep, lines of new Corollas, lines of Oldsmobiles, lines of Cadillacs, lines of SUVs, lines of Lexuses. Now, you know, folks, I do reasonably well, but I'm contented to drive a beat-up old 2009 Nissan Murano, which isn't running really well right now, and I'm happy with that. And I don't get free food, and I'm not on the SNAP program, and I'm not in the WIC program, and I don't run food stamps, I don't have an EBT card. And I go down there, and I see these people, and I'm not talking about one car or 10 cars or 20 cars. I'm talking about 60 or 70 cars that are lined up. All of them are really, we're not talking Fred Sanford cars here. We're talking quality automobiles in line to get free food. And so once again, I did it to myself. I got out of the car. I walked up and talked to one of the volunteer coordinators. And I mentioned it to her that the scope of the car doesn't fit the dynamic of what they're trying to do. And she said maybe they have to have that car for their work. Maybe they have to have that car because they need to make an impression doing outside sales. And I looked at her and I came off with a millennial comment. I just said, really? Really? They've got a job in outside sales. They drive this fantastic car. They've probably got a $300 iPhone or Samsung Galaxy, and yet they're coming here to get free food. And I'm talking about hamburger meat, frozen chicken breast with the rib meat on, bags of carrots, bags of kale, everything that you can imagine to fill their pantries and to fill their refrigerators, and no questions asked.
Wow. You know how many people you're getting hungry?
I understand that, but I'm hoping that I'm getting the equal number of people upset. We have got to stop rewarding bad behavior, AJ. We're not allowed to feed the bears on the Smoky Mountain Parkway. We're not allowed to even put a water hose over the side of our dock to let manatees have fresh water without for fear of going to jail. But yet we can feed these freeloaders anytime that they put out
priorities.
The car. Absolutely. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm going to step away for a minute, let my blood pressure drop. I'll be right back.
Oh. This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Amazon wants the most basic of tasks to be controlled by voice. The company unveiled several gadgets recently, furthering Amazon's goal of placing its Alexa voice assistant everywhere its customers are. Among the new products, an Amazon-branded microwave that connects with Amazon's Echo devices and a new Echo for cars that plugs into most vehicles. One thing Alexa can't do yet is make sure you're not paying too much in fees in your portfolio. Here to talk about hidden fees is XP Award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty, CEO of Liberty Advisory Group. How about Alexa, Peter?
Technology is a great thing, and it will definitely be a part of our field. You know, robo-advisors are becoming popular among the younger people, but we work in retirement, and the people that I work with, they want to meet with someone. They want to see them face to face. They want to trust them. They want to know they have someone who's looking out for them, because no one's looking out for seniors. Let's face it. There's nothing out there. So, you know, that's not going to replace what we do, I don't think. But what we have to do is show people how to have a plan. You know, it's what they want. And very, very few people have a plan that they understand. But that's what we do. So here's what I like to do. It's kind of show people something a little bit different. For the first 20 people who call in our office in Ponte Vedra, we'll go over our process with you. We'll provide you with an MRI on your portfolio to kind of show you where you are, kind of show you where you're going and what's the likelihood that it will succeed. Because what we do is we try to change lives. We try to help you create a great retirement, the retirement that you maybe think you can't create. So the first 20 callers, come in, meet with me. We'll have some special treats for you.
Well, that sounds great, Peter. To learn more, just give us a call at 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Or just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Hey, hey, hey!
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay. And happy Friday to everyone. Now let's get beyond that. Let's go back to me being a curmudgeonly old guy. I've got some people that just, they love to have me pop a vein, whether it's Monday or Friday or Saturday night. And I want to thank David. My good buddy, David, he and his wife and I, we have dinner from time to time. And he mentioned something to me last night. He said, you know, that a lot of people out there listen to you and they love what you say because you say things that they wish they could but can't because of where they work or because of other members of their family. And I want to thank you for noticing that. I'm the only idiot in the crowd that will continue to run my mouth even knowing that other people are going to get upset by it. And I just like to announce that I'm an equal opportunity offender. I will offend you on one hand and you will like me on the other. And then 5 minutes later, I'm going to offend you on that side and you will like me on the other. So it you're not special. It's going to happen eventually. And what really gets me today is that I had someone during the last commercial break send me the tally for today. And they had 500 cars come through this little feeding trough that they set up. I'm sure that most of those cars were a far cry better than the one that I own, Nissan Murano with a really bad transmission. Trust me, if you have an opportunity to buy a car with a CVT transmission, don't. Just walk away. In fact, don't walk away. Run. runaway because it is the most garbage transmission ever made or known to man. But that's another story. I got a chance to talk with someone offline who said that, Bill, you need to learn to be more compassionate. There's over 20% of our young people in Florida, and especially in the North Florida area, that don't know where their next meal is coming from or who's going to provide it. And I will look at that person like I did the lady that was volunteering over at the trough today, and I will say, really? Really? You know where your next meal is coming from? Your next meal is coming from you buying it with the money you earn while you're working a job. Job, J-O-B, foreign to many people nowadays. They actually make career moves to better their ability to get free stuff. And that's where we're going in this world. And that's one of the problems that we have is that there are so many programs that allow people to legitimize laziness. And, well, Bill, there's just not that many jobs here in North Florida. Sure there are. There's just not that many easy jobs here in North Florida. There's not that many freeloading jobs here in North Florida. You don't get out of high school, even junior college, which to me I call the 13th grade, you don't get out and immediately start a $100,000 a year job. No, you got to pay your dues. You got to work up. You got to gain knowledge and skill and experience. And that knowledge and skill and experience comes from maybe flipping burgers at McDonald's, maybe washing cars at the Metro car, whatever it is that's over by Regency Square. I mean, there are thousands of entry-level jobs that are available. Mowing lawns is not a bad job. Throwing sod is not a bad job. Working as an apprentice to an electrician or to a plumber is not a bad job. It's a start. It's not supposed to be a career move. So many people that are talking about these $15 an hour minimum wages, they're talking about that because they're establishing the idea that you're going to work at McDonald's and it's going to be a career move for you. That 20 years from now, the guy at McDonald's is going to pull you aside and say, well, I thank you for your service. Here's your gold watch. No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You're going to have to earn a career. I guarantee if you spend 20 years working at McDonald's and you're not a manager or a franchisee owner, you've got a lot more to worry about than whether or not you're making $15 an hour. We've got to get to a point where we take responsibility for our actions and work into jobs that fit us at any given time in our lives. And work. Do something. Do something other than scan the newspaper every day and find out where your next free handout is coming from. I can't tell you the level of disappointment that I had when I went down. It was 2 years ago, I think. It was either year before last or a couple of years before that. I ran into somebody that I knew who was working, and I knew roughly how much they made, and I knew that their husband worked, and I knew how much he made because he was self-employed. And I saw them in line for free toys at Christmas time, and I pulled her aside, and I said, what are you doing here? And she goes, well, we come here, and we get some little stuff, and that way we've got enough set aside to where we can get them the big item that they want. No, wait a minute. Instead of getting the big item, tell them that they're going to have to wait or don't tell them anything at all. You know, if they're so small that they understand that Christmas comes from a white bearded man that comes down your chimney, even though you don't have a chimney, you got central heat and air, you know, maybe it's time to tell them we couldn't get that Xbox 360 this year. You're going to have to deal with an Etch-a-Sketch. You know, be responsible, live within your means, and then don't show up in the free line when there are legitimate people out there that truly probably do need a little bit of help. But those people hardly ever show up in the lines because the lines are so long, filled with the ones that don't need to be there, that happen to just hear about it on the news and say, hey, let's go get some free stuff. I know Mark's on the line. Let's talk to Mark real quick. He's going to take us in a different direction. Mark, welcome to The Last Word.
Let me real quick just dovetail on what you were saying. I've got a girlfriend that's a public school teacher, God love her, and you know, they can have free or reduced lunch, and they don't have to prove income or anything. They just have to sign up.
You know, and they don't have to prove it because some psychologist somewhere said it would be an embarrassment for them have to qualify and be vetted for free lunch. Well, you know what? Free lunch should be an embarrassment. And you should go home and tell mom and dad, get up off the couch, mom and dad, go get a job so that I don't have to be embarrassed and get free lunch.
It's crazy. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. I haven't heard you mention this, and it happened about a month ago, but the president of the Jaguars, whoever he is.
Mark Lamping.
Had mentioned at some luncheon that it struck me as a trial balloon. He said that if Jacksonville ever hopes to get another Super Bowl, we're going to have to totally tear down the Jaguar Stadium that we got now that we paid $125 million for too much, and build a new one. And the new ones, you know, are sports complexes. They cost $600 million. And I know Shad Khan doesn't want to pay for that. So I just didn't hear anything about it from anybody.
Well, I mentioned once that when we gave in to him on taking down the Hartbridge Expressway, we don't say no to Shad Khan. And that bothers me. Because when you don't say no at least once in a while, then it empowers them to ask for more and more. I figured that the next stadium is going to be a dome stadium or a sliding dome stadium, and they're going to want to do a public-private partnership to where the city pays, let's say you're correct, $600 million. The city pays $400 million, and Shad Khan comes off the wallet for $200 million, and it supposedly improves our city. The problem that I have with that is we don't need it. We live in Florida. You know, 200 plus days out of the year, it doesn't rain here. It's great weather. It's reasonably warm and it's reasonably cool most of the time. There are extremes on both ends. But the Alltel Stadium or the TIAA Everbank Field Stadium or whatever they're calling it this week, wait, they'll probably sell the naming rights off to someone else in another month and then say they have nothing on the table and we'll get surprised with a new name for the field eventually, although I digress. The idea is that stadium is fine. They can't fill the one we have, so why build a bigger one?
Yeah, and it just drives me crazy that here's a man, Shad Khan, who is a multi-billionaire, not multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, and he has the gall to ask the hardworking taxpayers of Jacksonville, Florida, to foot his bill for his stadium that he reaps all the, not all, but
80%.
90% of the, 90% of the profit from. It just drives me crazy. And again, they could leave at any moment. He could take that team to anywhere he wants to and without so much as a, buy your leave. And, it just, we are such slaves to him. It just, we really truly have no self-respect.
Yeah, the idea is that if you continue to give an inch, someone who has the wherewithal is going to continue to take a mile. The idea of, and here's something we haven't talked about much. We touched on it last Saturday night. I'm going to speak about it again tomorrow night. But the Cornish companies, they're located up on the northeast section of the United States, not even located in Florida, so it's not even a Florida contractor. The Cornish companies has been selected to build the new JEA administration building. Funny thing is, that same company is the one that was proposing Shad Khan's development called the Shipyards and all of the stuff that's going to go along that area when they tear down the Hartbridge Expressway where Metro Park is and the like. So
what a coincidence.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd coincidence. But unless you live, eat, and breathe politics and corruption and all the garbage that goes on here in the city of Jacksonville, you never get a chance to really dig into how much, good old boy networks still exist in North Florida to the extent that it's almost like hidden in plain sight.
Yeah,
truly
is. Thanks, man.
Mark, thanks, buddy. I appreciate your call today. Mark's a great caller. Been calling in quite a bit to I'm Speaking Plainly and others throughout, and I hope that you will too. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Got on a sidetrack today. I really wanted to talk a lot about the feeding frenzy that's going on over what's happening in Aurora, Illinois, and the media is jumping all over that. We're going to have the next 24 hours of shooter, 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 shooter going on, and no other real substantive news. We're going to step away for just a minute. This is The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least one person is dead and four police officers were wounded in an attack on an industrial park in Aurora, Illinois. A suspect is in custody. Live TV reports show dozens of first responder vehicles outside a building housing the Henry Pratt Company. Several ATF teams responded to the shooting and were at the scene. The company makes valves for portable water, wastewater, power generation, and industrial purposes. Aurora is a city of about 200,000 people, about 38 miles west of Chicago. The American Civil Liberties Union says it'll file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. The Friday announcement came hours after Mr. Trump signed the declaration and said he expected legal challenges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 444 points, the NASDAQ rose 45, the S&P advanced 30, oil up to $55.59 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, February 23rd from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Steps and Strides Against Breast Cancer at the Jacksonville Equestrian Center. Saturday, February 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 23rd at 7 p.m., Jacksonville Symphony presents Star Wars A New Hope at Jacoby Symphony Hall.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
The Can-Am Spring Fever Sales event is happening right now at Jacksonville Power Sports. From now till February 28th, you can get huge rebates on the remaining 2018 Can-Am Maverick X3 Series. Get up to $3,000 cash back on select Maverick X3 Turbos. There's never been a better time to buy a class-leading Can-Am Maverick than right now. It's the Can-Am Spring Fever Sales event at Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, a half mile west of 295. See the full list of Can-Am models and rebates at jacksonvillepowersports.com. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still delays because of an accident on Phillips Highway southbound at Southside Boulevard, blocking the left lane there. Also, a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway with some big delays on 295 southbound at the exit at Butler Boulevard, blocking the left lane. And another crash on I-95 northbound at the Fuller Warren Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 53. Saturday will start the weekend with more clouds, high 77.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I want to thank you for joining me for this hour that we have every day from 5 to 6. Monday is me, and Thursday and Friday is me, of course, doing politics, because that seems to be, other than flying, the only thing I know. And then Tuesday is The Last Word in Insurance with Dan, the insurance man. A really good show. I've learned a lot. Tune in once, and he will have you hooked for a while. And The Last Word in Real Estate on Wednesday with Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita's always got some really fantastic guests coming through the studio. If you're thinking of buying a house or selling your house or moving or maybe you're new to the area and you want to buy a bigger house, your family's growing, definitely Wednesday afternoon at 5 is the time to jump in. She puts forth a list of hot properties in the Jacksonville area. And then, of course, Monday, Thursday, and Friday, if you really want to get beat up a lot, you can listen to me talk about all the things that are wrong in Jacksonville or in the state of Florida or around the country. I'm very proud of our president, by the way. Sidebar, President Trump reluctantly agreed to sign the new spending bill, but he also has put forth and declared a state of emergency exists. And I'm taken back by our media now that feels through Jim Acosta that they are empowered to contradict the president, to interrupt the president, to speak down and talk down to the president. He's not taking it, of course. He cuts them off almost instantly. One wanted to ask two questions. They said, no, you only get one. Sit down. And I'm certain that before the end of the year, that sit down will turn into sit down and shut up if it continues to go that way. But I'm proud of the fact that he's going to take this opportunity to declare an emergency and get the wall built along the southern border. I was surprised Jim Acosta came up and said that the number of crossings are lower. The number of drug interactions at the border are lower than they were. They won't be good enough until there are none. That's my opinion. There won't be low enough border crossings until the border patrol officers are so bored that they fall asleep watching reruns of Ellen while they're sitting in their guard shacks. That's when the number of crossings will be low enough that will make me happy. I saw a figure the other day that just blew me away, that there were 40,000 interactions with Border Patrol officers just along the border in Texas alone per month. Think about that. 40,000 interdictions along just the Texas border per month. That means that over the course of a year, over 500,000 or close to 500,000 illegal immigrants are intercepted at the border. How many thousands get through? If only 10% of those people, of that number, 50,000, if only 50,000 get through, think about what that means in the course of 10 years. Think about what that means to our crime problem, to our drug problem, to our employment problem. I mean, these folks will do anything for anyone at any time as long as you're paying cash. They'll throw sod, they'll mow your grass, they'll dig ditches, they'll do anything that most of the Americans nowadays think in that job range, that demographic, in that pay scale, think they're too good to do. And when you think about it, if you've got an ID and you're renting a house somewhere, why would you want to work anyway? You've got people that are willing to give you free food. You got people that are willing to go down and pay your electric bill for you. You know, the Downtown Ecumenical Society here in Jacksonville, a coalition of churches and religious leaders here, they get a whole pool of money they put together on a regular basis just to pay people's electric bill. I don't have anybody paying my electric bill. I'm sure that most of the people listening to this radio show don't have people paying their electric bill. They go out and they work. They get a paycheck. They eat up a bunch of that paycheck at your local Publix or Winn-Dixie or Walmart or whatever, and then they pay their car payment, they pay their taxes, they pay their gas bill, they pay their electric bill, and God forbid they have any money left over, they may pay for Netflix or cable so that they can have some entertainment. And that's what most people do. They live every day to get up and work to make a pittance to come home and do it all over again the next day. But there is an element in our society that has figured out a loophole. They figured out that, oh, I can go to this church and I can get this for free, and I can go to this church and I can get my electric bill for free, and I can go to this place and I can get this car and pay for it by the week, and I don't have to have a bank account. I don't have to have a verifiable income. So, you know, I can go down here on the corner and I can sell a couple ounces of pot, or I can move a few pills of oxycodone and get enough to pay my $100 a week car bill to the buy here, pay here lot. And I'm a happy camper. The only problem is it tears apart the fabric of our society. I can't tell you over the years how many people have gotten angry at me on the Saturday night show when I've said, if you pay your pool boy or your lawn guy or your handyman or your caretaker or the guy that pressure washes your driveway or the guy that paints your house, if you pay him in cash, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because if you write him a check, there's a paper trail. And that paper trail has to end somewhere, and generally it ends with him. And then eventually the IRS will come after him looking for his taxes. But no, now we've got check cashing places, some of which are open 24 hours a day. You can take a check and go in there, and if you got an ID, they'll cash the check for you. They'll charge you 3% interest, but they don't care where you got it from. So once again, the paper trail on tax is over. You know, everything we need to do in this country means starting somewhere. For me personally, it means the one thing that I can wrap my ideas around and my thoughts around are we need to encourage President Trump, some of our leaders in the Senate, and others to tax Western Union. Tax Western Union going to Latin America. Now, of course, somebody will find a loophole and they'll Western Union it to Europe and then they'll Western Union it from Europe to Latin America, but at least it's a start. $4.81 billion. $4.81 billion wired from private individuals, not companies, private individuals to Latin America last year alone. Now, I know businesses have to do business across the border. They make loans. They transfer money. There are banks that have relationships, international banks, Bank of America being one of them, where they have branches in Mexico City, in Caracas, Venezuela, in Ecuador. Sure, you know, Bank of America is going to be sending money back and forth. But the average Manuel and Pablo and Cachita, they don't have accounts. They Western Union stuff. $4.81 billion left our country and went to Latin America last year with no taxes paid on it. So my thoughts are, if you're going to send money to Latin America, you're going to pay an extra $25 no matter what. You want to send a dollar, it's going to cost you $26. You want to send $1,000, it's going to cost you $1,025. No matter what, $25 per transaction for any transaction going to South America. And eventually, we'll get some of our money back. And we'll be able to pay for that wall just on the Western Union transfers alone. We've got to start somewhere. We now got volunteer groups and organizations that are worried about food deserts in North Florida, food deserts here in Jacksonville. You know what? There's a food desert at my house. I don't have any steaks at my house. I don't have any chicken breast with rib meat at my house. I don't have any pork chops at my house. I do, however, have a freezer full of hot dogs, a freezer full of frozen pizzas, and a freezer full of other stuff, along with a bunch of canned soup in my pantry.
A lot of health food.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a bachelor. But what I'm saying is I have what I have within my means. I could have a steak if I wanted, but I'm cheap. I'm not going to spend
Thrifty?
I am. When I go to Publix and I look at the steak I like is a porterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And when I go and I look at what they sell porterhouse steaks for in the frozen food, or not the frozen, in the dairy case, or the meat case there at Publix, nothing bad about Publix.
Back in the 90s, you could afford it.
Yeah, I'm looking
at
the steak.
Now you have to take out a loan.
Yeah, $26, $27 for a steak. I got to cook myself. I still got to cook it.
You can get a steak easier at, one of the fine restaurants
in
town.
Right, exactly. So when I want a steak, I'll treat myself. I go and I have a steak at Texas Roadhouse. Thanks, Matt, for introducing me to Texas Roadhouse. You
Good
get
stuff.
1 point for introducing me to Texas Roadhouse. You lose 2 points for bailing out on me for the Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. But it's a great place to go. This is an unsponsored solicitation, but it's a great place to go. You get good quality food, great money, great bang for your buck. You got to put up with the peanut shells on the floor, but we'll talk about
Don't
that
slip.
Another time. Don't slip. Exactly. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. One more section of me to go. I'm going to try and calm it down to lead you home on this Friday afternoon. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Join me when we get back, won't you?
know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care is a great place to do business and a great place to work. I'm Dean Black, local Amco Transmissions owner. Because our highly trained technicians can fix the most complicated part of your car or truck, we're also the right choice for virtually any repairs needed. And we warranty all work through hundreds of Amco centers across the country. So Amco Transmissions is a great place for you to do business. And Amco is a great place to work. Our highly valued employees are respected, trained, and provided with great opportunities for promotion and advancement. Plus, we give them Saturdays and Sundays off to be with their families. We recruit the best so our customers get the very best service. And we're always looking for new talent to add to our staffs at our seven local centers, from St. Augustine to Orange Park to St. Mary's, Georgia. So we say Amco Transmissions is a great place to do business because it's a great place to work. Find us at AmcoJacksonville.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs. To bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post. ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about it.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. Tomorrow night, you can hear more of my ranting and raving starting at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9 p.m. on I'm Speaking Plainly. I wanted to... AJ, did you by any chance get the young lady's name?
No, she didn't offer that. She didn't
okay.
want to tell me.
Well, let's go. Western Union goes back more than 190 years in our country. And they were originally a courier service.
Mm-hmm.
And then they began a wire service that basically paralleled along the train tracks when the Western expansion.
When they did the telegraph.
Right? Correct. And then after telegraph, they became, there was Western Pacific that was a Bell telephone system back in the days when everything was part of the Bell system. And Western Union kind of fell behind because they branched off and became kind of like, you used to see those movies with the machines mm-hmm. underneath the glass bubbles and they were going tick, 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 and they right. were doing the ticker tape
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they kind of got into that and they lost great money in that when telephone service became a faster way to transmit information. And on top of that, nobody wanted to sit and read the little dots on the on the lines anyway. But they morphed into being a financial services company where they would transfer money between banks, between lending institutions, between credit unions, long before a time when people were connected with Al Gore's internet. And then slowly they've morphed into a position to where they have large pools of money on the West Coast, the East Coast, in the Dallas-Houston area, and they draw off of those large pools of money, and they then take your money at the window, and they dispatch it to wherever you need it wired to, Europe or Asia or South America. And then the individual Western Union offices collect a fee, and that fee is generally based on you borrowing out of their pool of money for a short term until that vendor can then deposit that money into their account and they gain it back. But they take that money, those large pools of money, and they leverage it in the stock market.
Oh,
they
so
leverage
they are
it with
an investment
the federalist.
Company.
They are an investment company for in the grand scheme of things, they are an investment company. They are an American company. So to answer the lady's question, they've morphed into
they keep up with the times in a sense because they
right
they were because when we were young people in the professional businesses and entertainment business, it wasn't was very common to send a message of congratulations or maybe even a condolence,
right?
And it was a very short, just something like before Twitter, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right, a couple of lines. Western Union used to transmit and do courier messages.
Right.
You had a Western Union telegram.
Mm-hmm.
And that telegram would be delivered by, back then, a young man. That was kind of an entry-level job. Sometimes they rode bicycles. Now, let's say you were on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and you might get a Western Union telegram. Hey, good show tonight. I heard you did really well. And it was on a little yellow piece of paper. The sad thing, the United States government in World War II and then further on into the Korean War and then into the Vietnam War, they used Western Union as a way to telegraph between military bases and the relatives and parents and those left behind of right. soldiers killed in action or mm-hmm. missing in action. And it became a really bad thing when you would see the Western Union telegraph van show up on your doorstep. People automatically knew that was bringing bad news. And believe it or not, after Vietnam, mm-hmm. Western Union refused to rebid for that contract any longer. And they do not do those notifications of loss any longer.
Since it was bringing the company some
it was making
bad
the company,
vibes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Bad juju, as we would say. Bad juju.
Now, some of these Western Union companies now, offices, are they franchised?
Yes.
Yes. So yes. It's not all company owned.
No. And in fact, what's really been a double-edged sword for most is that Western Union offices are typically associated with check cashing places. So you go in, you get your check cash from being a pool boy or a lawn guy or a sod guy or whatever. And you get it cashed right there, and you can immediately turn around and wire that money.
Right.
And many of
back
these check
to
cashing
another country.
To another country. Many of these check cashing places will waive the fee on cashing the check if you Western Union the money right out. They're going to get their fee no matter
right.
what.
For people who don't have regular bank accounts.
Exactly.
And maybe for reasons.
Well, for reasons that you know, they don't want to open an account here in the United States because they don't have any way to prove that they're citizens.
Right. They're not supposed to be here.
Not supposed to be here. Exactly. So we've given them, we've rewarded bad behavior. And you know how much I hate rewarding bad behavior. We're rewarding bad behavior just constantly.
That's been the theme of your program today.
Yeah. Well, but you know, the thing about it is it's just one man crying in the wilderness because the vast majority of folks out there say, well, you know what? I didn't have to buy any of that food that they gave away today. But in the grand scheme of things, you did, because all of that food they gave away today had to be purchased by someone, or it had to be donated by a grocery store somewhere that offset that donation by higher food cost. And I really wish, I know modernization and industrialization and civilization and new times coming out, We're no longer like we were in the old West days. But in many ways, the old West days were better. Sure, we didn't have $300 cell phones. We didn't have instantaneous communication. Sometimes it would take months for a Pony Express rider to come from San Francisco to Baltimore or Boston. But we also didn't have the kind of problems that we have today. You know, we didn't have people shooting each other in the street for drugs. We had another four people shot last night. And unfortunately, it was a young child that was killed in the crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
But the perpetrators, you know, when you have an ounce and a half Troy Gold in your mouth, You know, when you've got $2,000 worth of grill, but yet you're selling drugs on the side to pay for some lifestyle, right off the bat, that just seems wrong to me. When they put the picture up of that gentleman, he had both upper and lower complete 100% gold caps. And they're not cheap. They're not cheap at all. He probably had $10,000 just in his smile alone.
Now, that is a status symbol, isn't it?
It is a status symbol, and you know, so is a fancy Cadillac, so is an Escalade, so are the spinning wheels that don't spin. Yeah, you know, we have businesses here in town, and I think everybody ought to be able to pursue the type of lifestyle that they want as long as it's legal. And obviously, I think you ought to be able to spend whatever money you make on however you want to make it or however you want to spend it as long as it's legal. But the issue that I have is with people who have developed the mindset of, I can't get those 22-inch dubs if I have to go out and buy food for my family. So instead of buying food for my family, I'm going to go out and hang out on the street with my peeps, and I'll let my baby mama worry about whether or not she can afford to get the kids hot dogs or peanut butter and jelly while I go out and score some extra fentanyl sales or some extra pot sales or some extra oxy sales to be able to afford my chrome 22-inch dubs on my, you know, 15-year-old Cadillac. That's what gets me about these guys. That they'll have a $1,000 car with $4,000 worth of wheels and $3,000 worth of stereo in it. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think back, and I'm sure you do too, AJ. You look back at the cars we had in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a $400 car, a 1964 Dodge Coronet with a push-button transmission, and I spent $50 to buy mag wheels for it and tires, and I had to listen to my dad complain about spending $50 for mag wheels and tires, and I still had a $400 car with an AM/FM radio in it.
I had a Mustang convertible. It was my first. It was used. And I lived 20 miles. My hometown was 20 miles from the Canadian border, so I got to put the top down in that. I think that was every year about July 21st, and that was about it. But
we lived between our means. You know, our families lived within our means. Our families realized that food was the top priority. Shelter was the top priority. Food was the next priority. Clothing was a good priority. You could wear the same shirt over and over again if you had to. But then, in the end, all of the extra superfluous stuff, whether you went to Disney World, whether you went to a movie that week, whether you went out to dinner, all of that was extra. That was icing on the cake. It wasn't something that was required. Oh, man, an hour has flown by already.
You got me hungry. I don't know. Icing on the cake sounds close to key lime pie.
You've been listening to The Last Word today. I didn't get a chance to end on a high note. I didn't get a chance to end on a good note. I'll just tell everybody to, you know, today is Friday.
You'll do it
for the most part. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow night. I'll get all angry again, but today is Friday. Those of you that work Monday through Friday, thank you for working a job. Thank you for being responsible. I'm going to head out of here now. I hope to see or hear from many of you tomorrow, 6 to 9 on I'm Speaking Plainly. If you're out there driving home, please be safe. Traffic is bad. We'll talk to you next Monday on The Last Word.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit